This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Farmers are discovering crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois is a good fit for their farming operation. Albert Thompson of Perry County, Illinois, explains why he chose Farm Credit.
I took crop insurance out through Farm Credit Services, and they explained the programs well to me. I have no problem getting served well on claims and kept the wheels spinning in some rough, difficult times.
There's peace of mind in knowing your revenue is secure during volatile years.
I hear the statement from people that can't afford crop insurance. I can't afford not to have it. Because when we go into planting a crop in the spring, I know the minimum amount of revenue I'm going to have at the end of the year. That's something I never had without it.
Crop insurance provides farmers the flexibility needed to meet the demands of today's farming operations.
I can't imagine farming without crop insurance. As much capital is involved today, I'd have to reevaluate everything I did.
Call us at 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat is trading at 758 and three quarter, down 2 3/4. May wheat trading at 766, down 3 1/4. March corn trading at 717 and three quarter, down 4 3/4. May corn trading at 719 and a quarter, down 4 3/4. March soybeans trading at 1487 and a quarter, down 1/4. May beans trading at 1477 and a quarter, that is unchanged. The overnight crude oil market, 32 cents higher at 96.94. The Brent crude, 92 cents higher at 117.65. The April gold contract, $1.40 lower at $1,677.40. The U.S. dollar index, 0.166 lower at 79.555. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended at 761.5, up 4. May wheat ended at 769.25, up 0.05. July wheat ended at 772.25, up 3 3/4. March corn yesterday ended at 722.5, down 6.5. May corn ended at 724, down 6 3/4. July corn ended at 714.75, down 7 1/4. March soybeans yesterday ended at 1487.5, down 8. May beans ended at 1477.25, down 8.5. July beans ended at 1468.5, down 8. March soybean meal yesterday ended at 437.10, down 14. May meal ended at 434.40, down 9. July meal 429.30, down 7. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 52.45, down 53. May oil ended at 52.85, down 54. July oil ended at 53.13, down 55. March oats yesterday ended at 377.75, up 11.5. May oats ended at 376.75, up 9. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. And the Illinois country grain prices did end mixed down Wednesday afternoon with wheat moving higher and corn and soybeans lower. Wheat futures were supported by good export interest, with technical selling weighing on soybean prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 8 cents lower at 710 to 726, while soybeans fell 7 to 8 cents at 1461 to 1479. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 6 cents lower at 723 to 741, and soybeans were down 5 to 8 cents at 1487 to 1503. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 5 to 6 cents at 717 to 748, soybeans down 5 to 7 at 1496 to 1514, and the wheat bids up 2 to 6 at 755 to 779. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids fell 8 cents down to 1513 to 1527, basis ending steady, Reggie Crude 26 to 40 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $1.40 per ton to range from $4.47.10 to $4.56.10. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 4 to 7 cents at 732 to 755, with basis ending steady to 3 cents better, range from 10 to 33 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 729 to 736, with basis 2 to 3 cents stronger, ranging from 7 to 14 over the March. Soybeans ended 7 to 10 cents lower for the day at 1510 to 1516, with basis ending mixed, ranging from 23 to 29 over the March. New crop wheat price for July 13 delivery gained 4 to 12 cents today at 754 to 762, with basis steady to 9 cents stronger at 18 to 10 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevated based on producer corn bids 5 cents lower at 732 to 733. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 6 to 8 cents with quotations at 1519 to 1523. Soft red winter wheat gained 7 at 794 to 795, while the Milo dropped 6 cents at 722 to 723. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers for new crop corn in northern and western Illinois range from 539 up to 551. New crop beans 1288 to 1304. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from 539 up to 558. New crop soybean bids at 1295 to 1313. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from a low of 538 up to 569. New crop soybean bids range from 1296 to 1321, with the new crop wheat bids in southern Illinois ranging from 730 up to 749. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. February hogs ended the day at 86.90, down 142. April hogs ended at 86.25, down 145. May hogs ended at 93.25, down 165. February cattle yesterday ended at 127.25, down 35. April cattle ended at 131.45, down 85. June cattle ended at 127.30, down 62. March feeder cattle yesterday 147.55, down 97. April feeders ended at 150.92, down 110. May feeders ended at 153.52, down $1.30. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a report on the cash livestock markets.
This is Roger Elliott with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrows and gilts on a carcass basis trade $1.38 higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $78.50 to $87.50. with a weighted average carcass price of $86.19. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly steady with a moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. number 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 37 to 40, 400 pounders to 500 pounders at 38 to 44, 500 to 550 pounders at 41 to 45, and over 550 pound sows at 43 to 47. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded steady to $1 higher, ranging from 58 to 62. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 14,322 head. Fairview sale barn for February 5th had receipts of 391. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold steady. Choice slaughter steers sold from $1.24 and a quarter to $1.30.50. Choice slaughter heifers from $1.25 and a quarter to $1.29.75. United Producers auction at Shelbyville for February 5th had receipts of 529 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded steady. Slaughter cows and bulls were steady. Feeder cattle were lightly tested. Slaughter choice slaughter steers sold from $1.25 to $1.30. Choice slaughter Holstein steers from $1.15 to $1.20. And choice slaughter heifers from $1.25 to $1.30. Slaughter cows premiums brought 90 to 95. Breakers from 84 to 89, boners from 80 to 85, and leans from 69.50 to 73.50. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, 5 to 600 pounders at $1.20 to $1.30. 6 to 700 pounders from $1.21 to $1.25. The Greenville Livestock Auctioning Opening Report for February 6th had receipts of 569 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents lower. Choice slaughter steers sold from $1.24 to $1.30, and choice slaughter heifers from $1.24 to $1.28. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded from $1.28 to $1.29.50. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading was moderate with light demand and moderate offerings with 106 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $82.41, which was $1.75 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $183.94, which was 37 cents lower, with select carcasses at $180.65, which was 93 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Wednesday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 119,000 head, compared to 119,000 for last week and 119,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 423,000, compared to 417,000 last week and 421,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This has been Roger Elliott with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 155 and a half unchanged. For block cheese, 164 and three quarter, up a quarter. For barrel cheese, 155, up three quarter. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Wednesday, 1726. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, 731. For March, 739. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, 723, and for March, 731. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, 1498, and for March, 1490. Then wheat delivered to Scottville, 766. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening price is once again corn at Greenfield, 731. Corn at Scottville, 723, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1498, wheat at Scottville, 766. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. A check of color radar weather is next.
At Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, you'll find folks who have been doing it right since 1982 at the same place owned by Dwayne Garrell. They give free estimates and complete insurance work on all makes and models, foreign and domestic. Garrell's also does mechanical work, including air conditioners and heaters, tune-ups, brake work, and starting and charging systems. Stop in at Garrell's today at 613 East St. John in Litchfield, Garrell's Auto Body and Repair. They do it right.
Color radar showing scattered light showers in parts of western Greene, Jersey, and Scott counties. This moving slowly to the east. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs to fuel, propane, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Macoupin, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit CTEMI.com. Service starts here.
Cloudy skies today with occasional showers possible, high temperatures in the upper 40s. We will have south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies and cooler, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, Friday, sunny skies and cooler, the high in the low 40s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers Saturday night through Sunday night. Low temperatures in the mid to the upper 20s, highs in the low 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 6 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, and our temperature 35 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Earlier this week, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. Later on this week, a report will be released that may have an impact, as Arlen explained.
Well, we've got a crop report coming out the end of this week. Generally, the trade expectations are that we're going to see a little bit of an increase in ending stocks for corn and wheat, 10 to 15 million bushel, not a big adjustment, and a decrease in soybeans, which are already squeaky tight. But the trade is still banking on that big South American crop coming available just in the nick of time to keep us with enough soybeans on our shelves to meet our demand. I think that's questionable, but that's the trade's assumption.
The rains you've talked about, is it in time to help the South American crop?
Consider it early August to Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Indiana area, and the impact that rains could have at this time of year. They've been below 50% of normal rainfall over the past month over the core production area. They've received some timely showers. If they turn wet now, they could still have some good yields, as we could if we had rain in early August. If the rains don't come, they could have some substantial losses and significant implications for the global soybean balance sheet.
And that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Coming up on Monday, the Illinois Weed Association will have their Winter Weed Forum at the Krieger's Holiday Inn Convention Center in Mount Vernon. It starts with registration and a continental breakfast at 8. At 9 o'clock, presentations will begin, and with a rundown, we talk to Diane Hanley, the manager of the Illinois Weed Association.
Our day starts at 9 o'clock, and registration is on site starting at 8 o'clock. We will have programming and exhibitors there also that they can visit with.
What will some of the topics of the programs you're going to have, what will they be?
Okay, we're going to be having five different speakers. Dr. Steve Ebelhar will be talking about wheat yield research that he's done in some plots that nearly doubled the state average in 2012. So that should be some exciting news for our producers. Corey Winstead with AgriVisor will be talking about markets. And Jim Razor from WSIL-TV will be talking about Southern Illinois wheat trends. And this is the morning session. The afternoon session, we have Gene Payne from the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association talking about the future of fertilizer, issues in transportation, manufacturing, and environmental challenges. And then we have Andy Schimpf from the St. Louis District Army Corps of Engineers, who will be following up the end of the day with Mississippi River transportation issues.
And once again, in addition to that, you'll have various vendors involved in the wheat industry there, too.
Yes, we will have we have about 15, I believe, that actually set table displays, and then we'll have a lot of other sponsors there, too, that guests can mingle with.
Now, will you have to register in advance for any of these sessions that you're going to have?
No, registration is on site from 8 to 9 in the morning.
And once again, there's no advance registration needed. The fee is $15 for Illinois Wheat Association members, $30 for non-members. For more information, go to illinoiswheat.org. Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network recently talked to an area producer about the 2013 growing season, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Today we'll hear more from Tim Seifert, District 9 Director on the Illinois Soybean Association. Tim is also working on the Soybean Yield Challenge. He's on that committee, and he tells us more about the revamped program for 2013.
This is going on the fourth year now, and we've kind of taken a look at the things we did right, the things we've done wrong. And we feel like we need to revamp it a little bit, maybe make it a little easier. It's been pretty cumbersome. So we're currently in the midst of overhauling it, for short of another term, trying to make it more user-friendly. But yet the bottom line with the yield challenge is how can we get more out of the beans that we're producing? And our challenge basically is take your normal production and then take 2 or 3 5 acres beside that and throw everything but the kitchen sink at it and see in the different areas, the different regions, how we can improve the soy quality as well as the yield. And I think it's kind of exciting that we're revamping it, and I hope we get some good returns. We're actually challenging college kids and FFA groups to do the same thing, so that helps build their knowledge base and kind of gives them some incentives as well.
What do you anticipate? Some really decent bean yields the last 5 years. You know, we heard some of those 80 bushel beans before. Where are we? Are we close to getting 100 bushel, or what are your hopes for this next year?
Well, that's another part of our yield challenge. We actually do have a portion of this that if people really challenge themselves hard and find themselves hitting this 100 bushel, which is becoming more realistic all the time, there is the 100 bushel club as well. So we feel like the information that we're getting in, the inputs that we're starting to put into these beans, the genetics that the bean companies are adapting to, all these things together, and then, of course, the big one is Mother Nature. If we can see all this coming together, we think the potential is there. There is something that questioned in my mind. We've had extremely good bean yields when our corn yields have been average. So there's something that the beans really like that the corn doesn't, and I imagine that's more weather-related than anything. But these are things that we can document through this yield challenge when guys sign up to do this. Just everybody's taking a few notes and saying, okay, what worked and what didn't? And at the end of the year, we put it all together, and hopefully we can start seeing a pattern.
It sounds great, and you directed them to your website, which is a great place to start. Is there a date that they have to consider as far as the calendar year?
Well, once they decide that they want to do this thing, the deadline to sign up for it is obviously July 1st, and then your yield information, it's November 1st. So you do have some time to realize if you want to do the yield. So you go online, look at the entry form, see if it's something you can do. Maybe make a contact up there saying, hey, I want to do this. So you have up till July 1st to enter in this thing. If it goes good for you, I mean, by July 1st, you'll know if you're going to have a decent crop or not. And then, of course, by November 1st, you'll know if you got anything to harvest or not. So, and by July 1st, too, we're hoping that we're kind of looking at the double crop bean contest as well. So if some guys want to get in on the double crop side.
Sangamon County's Tim Seifert here on WSMI.
And that's Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network, and we thank her for that report. Here's the production cost report. We join Jerry Milberg of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with the latest edition of the Illinois Production Cost Report, dated January 30th, 2013. And in this report, anhydrous ammonia ranged from $8.75 up to $900 a ton, an average of $8.85.08. That's down $2.08 a ton. Urea ranged from $5.05 up to $5.50 per ton, an average of $5.29.13. That's $4.98 a ton higher. Liquid 28% nitrogen spread ranged from $3.50 to $400 a ton, an average of $3.75.46, down $2.37 per ton. Diammonium phosphate at $5.75 to $6.40 per ton, an average of $6.07.50, down $11.96 a ton. Monoammonium phosphate range from $6.20 up to $6.50 a ton, an average of $6.34, down $15.20 a ton. Potash range from $5.40 up to $600 a ton, an average of $5.69.36, down $10.02. And farm delivered diesel fuel range from $3.47 up to $3.56 a gallon, an average of $3.53. That is up 6 cents a gallon from our report 2 weeks ago. That completes our Illinois production cost report. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Wrapping up part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat trading at 758 and three quarter, down 2 3/4. May wheat trading at 766 and a quarter, down 3. March corn trading at 717 and three quarter, down 4 3/4. May corn trading at 719, down a nickel. March soybeans trading at 1486 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. May beans trading at 1475 and three quarter, down 1 1/2. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder.